The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning! Warning!
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger! Danger!
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
That's right. It is the danger zone here on Money Life, and I am pleased to be joined by David Trainer. He is the president of New Constructs. If you're not familiar with the firm, it is newconstructs.com on Twitter at New Constructs. You will hear us talk about the research methodology that New Constructs use, but this is not really just bottoms up. That doesn't really do it justice. This is footnotes up. This is roots before you get to the bottom to get up. And that is part of why David's able to say when stocks have things that are dangerous about them. And remember, in this segment, it can be something that's on New Constructs' most dangerous list, or it could be something that just has dangerous characteristics. But whatever it is, you want to understand what goes into making something that looks good at the surface level truly be a dangerous investment. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be with you.
David joins us right now on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows that most investors wonder how their interests stack up against the other priorities at traditional firms. Hightower sets its priorities differently, in line with investor interests. To learn how it works, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, David, who's in the danger zone this week?
Boston Properties, ticker BXP, also danger, a member danger of August's Most Dangerous Stocks list.
So it is on your Most Dangerous Stocks list. Did you say it just came on in August?
No, I think it's been on there for a few months. Actually, I didn't check the entry date on BXP to be sure, but it's not new this month. I think it's been on there for probably 3 or 4 months, along with a lot of other REITs.
Why are REITs in general and Boston Properties in specific something that's pretty dangerous at this point, in your opinion?
You know, the REITs, you know, first of all, the valuations have been extended for a while, despite sort of the underlying malaise in commercial real estate and real estate in general. I think the commercial real estate has avoided a lot of the undertow that has swept a lot of the personal or home real estate, housing real estate market under. And I don't think that that's going to last. However, you know, that's more of a sector overview kind of look at things. We do see a lot of REITs on our most dangerous stocks list, on the large cap and the small cap list. Not every REIT, mind you, but a lot. And these companies are showing, you know, the telltale signs that we don't like to see in stocks. One is that as much as they're reporting positive accounting earnings growth, we're showing about an equal amount of decline in real economic earnings. And that's coming from a balance sheet that's growing faster than the income. And so these guys are out there buying properties, they're paying for properties, or they're acquiring properties that just aren't producing an adequate return.
When someone takes a look at Boston Properties, I mean, you've got a 2% yield roughly, you got a forward PE of 45. Is the problem the valuation? Is the problem you're not getting enough payback in terms of yield? Is the problem both?
It's both, right, Chuck? And I think you and I talked about this a while ago. People love these high-paying dividend stocks, but a 2% yield is not going to help you out much if the stock goes down 10%, right? So you got to take into account both. And a lot of the dividend stocks, utilities included, have been overbought. We talked about one of the key factors that gets something on the most dangerous stocks list, and that's what we call the misleading earnings. accounting earnings rising when actual economic earnings are declining.
Right.
The other factor, yes, is valuation.
Well,
and the valuation for Boston properties right now implies 15% compounded annual profit growth for 15 years.
That's not likely. It's not even close. The question then becomes, how bad does this get? Because just because something is misleading, or in your terminology, dangerous, well, the market can stay irrational for a long time.
You know, that's an excellent point. As a hedge fund manager as well, it's really something that I battle with, right? It's like, okay, we've had some very successful shorts this year, and we've had many shorts in the past that have been terribly unsuccessful because we've been early, and the stocks have gone up a lot before they ended up crashing. And so the timing thing is really, really difficult. I think the difference now with the REITs, and the reason that I would put this in the danger zone, because there are a lot of things on my most dangerous stocks list that I know in principle could go down at any time, but I do think this deserves to be in the danger zone now because of the pretty much self-evident slowing of growth, not just in the United States, but around the world, with no method or no strategy to change that. Whatever Bernanke does, I think everyone knows it's not going to have that much of an effect. Is it going to have even as big an effect as what he's done in the past? Probably not. And the political environment is sort of binary, right? I mean, either we have some, and I don't want to get too political on it, I don't always understand all the different things they say, but we've got a lot of downside risk with decisions that could be made on a political level and on a tax and a regulatory level. There's nothing that really provides a lot of upside, except that it may help us avoid that terrible downside.
How bad could this get? I mean, are we looking at a stock, again, it's Boston Properties, BXP, it's currently trading at about $112 a share. Are we looking at a 10% haircut or a 50% haircut? What's the logical outcome to you?
Well, you know, to be perfectly candid, and if I go strictly by the numbers on this company, and I look at the perpetuity value of the existing business as if it never grows, I get a share price below $10.
Oh my! A share price of below $10 on something that's trading for about $112. That is certainly in the danger zone. It is Boston Properties, ticker symbol BXP. If you want more information on the most dangerous list, go to newconstructs.com. David Trainer, great chatting with you as always.
Thank you, Chuck. Had a great time as always.
Up next, there's a lot more of Money Life to Lead, so stick with us. We'll be right back.